A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
That's right. It is time for the number one conspiracy theory podcast there is on the internet. One Conspiracy and a Lie.
That's right.
Wow, you just hit yourself in the face with the microphone. Wow, you're so excited.
This has been an interesting week already, and now I'm just starting off the show by facing myself with a microphone.
Yeah, beating yourself up over there. My name is Gunnar. We got a klutzy Dev over there. What's up, Devin?
Hi. Y'all can find us at...
Y'all? Who fucking talks like that? Wow, you are a hot mess already. We're like 30 seconds into this. You've hit yourself in the face with a microphone and said,
the word of y'all.
I've known you for years. You've never said y'all. What the hell is going on?
But you also know that I randomly throw out like weird shit and phrases.
I guess.
Names. But
wow.
Either way, I am a hot mess express this week. I have been the whole week. So this is just wrapping up the week. This is going to be the cherry on top. So we'll see if I can keep my shit together for the next 18 to 45 minutes, depending on how long we decide this podcast
on the rant. Now, of course, here's the deal. We're going to run through your conspiracy stuff that you found. And then I run through my bullshit where I found one conspiracy theory that's on the internet, one that I've made up completely. And you have to determine which is which. And what's the current score right now?
Score is I have 14 and you have 10.
Okay, see, I'm starting to fall back a little bit because I think there's tells that you know that you're not telling.
There are. So when we first started this, the first like 10 episodes, you had such clear tells and I told you what they were so that you could be a better person and a better podcaster. I just want to better you, Gunnar.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because I was really working with nothing at the beginning.
Which
of this.
Is fucked up because I've done like 300 episodes of random podcasts throughout the last 5 years.
Yeah, but when you're just like naturally better at everything than the other person like I am, that's just how it works.
Well, that's something right there. I'm not the one who hit myself in the face of the microphone to start off the show, though. Just want to say that.
Yeah, but like one day of struggling compared to, you know,
every
a whole
day.
Lifetime.
Every day.
I'm still coming out ahead. So anyway, I stopped giving you your tells, and it's awesome, and I love telling you that I know what it is, because I'll tell you if I knew what it was based on something you did or said, and I'll tell you if I'm just guessing.
Okay.
But you... I love that now you're all self-conscious about this.
I'm not. I actually think I know how to handle the situation today, so don't worry about that. But where can people find us on the internet?
At One Conspiracy and a Lie, Instagram and on Facebook. And if you interact with our page, send us messages, let us know if there are certain things you want us to go over, we're more than willing to do so.
Absolutely. Now I'm excited about today because the topic you have is this is going to be fascinating information.
This is great. So I can't believe we've talked about this in other episodes briefly, but we've never actually spent an episode talking about lizard people.
Lizard people.
So we're going to talk about this because there is an entire community of people who believe in the lizard people conspiracy theory.
Okay, now I don't know a whole lot about lizard people.
Oh,
and
I'm going to tell you.
Okay, I need to know all about this. I need to know if they still exist, what happened to them, where are they at?
Okay, so I need to start with the article that we're reading, that we're taking this. I took it from a few different articles, but this line just caught my attention, okay?
Okay, yeah.
It says, the idea of shape-shifting lizards taking human form in a plot to rule America and the world has become one of the most majestic and marvelous conspiracy theories created by lizard or mankind.
Okay, see, I love this. Number one, right off the bat.
Immediately, I'm like, yeah, we're doing this.
Okay, we got to jump down this rabbit hole because I love the theory that lizards can turn into humans and who... I mean, shit, at some point, one of the presidents could have been one of the lizard people.
Oh, that's in here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course it's in here. Okay, so first off, what is a lizard person?
Yeah, what is it?
It's exactly what it sounds like. Lizard people are cold-blooded humanoid reptilians who have the power to shape-shift into human form. So this is the person who like came up with all of this stuff. His name is David Icke.
Yeah.
And they call these people, like the people who follow all of this, they call them like Icke believers and Icke fall. It's just, that's kind of their name. And they call them like Icke's believers. So people who believe in this stuff. He's a New Age philosopher, one of the most prominent theorists in this whole like lizard people conspiracy game, which is really interesting. So I haven't done this yet, but I kind of want to go down a rabbit hole on David Icke.
Yeah, and no kidding.
Like, what made you turn into this person? Like, what made you be a leading philosopher on lizard people?
Well,
what happened in your childhood that this is the type of person that you are?
I want to say good for him, because if you can find your angle into the lizard people world, right? Yeah. Then you can put out books. You can be the lead speaker at all the conventions for lizard people. I guarantee there's a lizard people convention. Now, the thing I love about this, and maybe we'll get to it, is are lizard people from Earth, or did they come from outer space?
Oh, yeah, we'll talk. We'll get into
that. Okay, good, because that's my main question.
And there's some details.
Oh, God, details.
We got details
lizard
on that.
Lizard people, okay.
Yeah, so they, there's even claims that their lizard people, you know, the whole group of them, are behind secret societies like the Freemasons and the Illuminati. So this is where last week we talked about the Illuminati.
Yeah.
And we briefly touched on lizard people, but we didn't, like, full dive into
it. We didn't fully jump into the lizard people, no.
So this... this just fucking kills me. How many, I want you to guess.
Oh, God, this is gonna be
good. Many, okay, how many people believe that lizard humanoid reptilians exist?
How many people in the world?
This is back in 2013. There was a poll, there was a study done around this.
Okay, can you tell me the how big was the sample size of the study?
So in this is just in America.
Okay.
Okay, so we're only talking about the population in America, the people. It doesn't say the number of people that did this, but this is just like completely ridiculous. I want you to guess the number of people in America that believe that this is a real thing, okay, that lizard people exist.
What was the sample size, though?
It doesn't say the sample size. It just says that this was done in America, so you have to just...
I have to just shoot a guess.
Well, yeah. I
mean, on how many people in America?
What's the population in America?
Okay, you know? But I'm saying, like, well, how many people were polled for this certain question, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say... shit, 3.5 million people believe in the lizard people?
Believe it or not, it's more. Okay, in America, there's 328 million people.
Yeah, that sounds right, I guess.
Yep, in America. Okay. So, out of 328 million people, guess again, it is higher than 3 million.
8.7 million people.
It is higher than 8.7.
Is it 12 million people?
It is 12 million people.
They actually believe, okay.
Believe in this. 12, that is 4%. Okay.
Okay.
So this says 4% of people believe in this, which is insane. And then another 7%, which is a huge, huge chunk of people, said they weren't entirely sure, but they could be convinced. They don't cross it out. They don't think that there's, like, no way this is a thing. They think it could possibly exist.
Okay, now my question with this whole thing is, like, okay, if this many people believe that there's lizard people out there running around, and I don't know their beliefs or which way they turn and go, like, maybe they're aliens, maybe these people believe that these lizard people are just, like, just, you know, from Earth, and they just have weird powers and abilities, I don't know. But is there a fucking religion? Let me ask you this. Is there a fucking religion out there that is dedicated to, like, the lizard king and shit like that? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I bet there is.
There has to be some kind of cult thing out there where they believe in the lizard people and the origins of the lizard king, and that is their messiah.
I mean, there has to be, right?
Holy shit.
These people, you know, like the Icke believers, the people who specifically believe this exists, those 4% of Americans, which is those 12 million people.
Yeah.
Is that not insane?
I mean, it's not that. I mean, with how many people are in America? Okay. I guarantee 12 million people overall believe in, you know, believe that baseball is not really a sport. I believe there's 12 million people in America that believe, you know, in being nude all the time. They're nudists, right? I think people.
I know, but both of those things are things that you could be like, all right, that's your lifestyle. This is believing that lizard humanoid reptiles exist.
Yeah, but see, we have not gone down the YouTube rabbit hole on lizard people yet, because I guarantee there's probably even a Netflix special or something like that on the lizard people. You know, like,
oh my God, if there is, we will find it and we will post it to our social media.
You
sites.
And I always go down the alien rabbit hole
and space,
but I never take time to, you know, YouTube lizard people. Now I'm going to do it right now while you're talking.
I hope you do.
I'm going to.
Okay, so this is of course, like, the question everyone's not asking right now.
Yeah, they're not asking a lot of questions.
Is how do those who believe in lizard people know when someone is a lizard person?
Great question, by the way.
Okay, so there are 7 things to look for. Okay, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm totally ready for this.
Okay, so this is how you find out if somebody is a lizard person.
Okay, I got a little bit.
Green eyes.
Green eyes. Oh, okay. My wife has green eyes. Holy shit, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good eyesight or hearing.
She can hear and see everything.
This is, okay, I need you to focus off of you for a second.
Okay.
Focus on me and the people in my life, and then I'm going to keep going, and you tell me who you think this is. Green okay. eyes.
Green eyes.
Eyesight or hearing,
okay.
having red hair.
Oh, Jesus, I know already.
Having red hair, a sense of not belonging to the human race.
I don't know if your sister does that or not. Okay. It is,
yes, we are talking about my sister.
Yeah, okay.
No, she doesn't have a sense of not belonging, but she's a little out there.
Yeah.
Unexplained scars on the body.
Oh, she does have scars?
I don't know.
Okay, we should
Maybe.
Check her out.
I mean, it doesn't have to be all seven of these.
I'll hit her up on Snapchat and be like, I need to see your bod, bro.
She's got a good batting average. Love of space.
Does she love space?
Yep.
Okay.
Low blood pressure. I don't know if she has low blood pressure. Well, but whatever.
Okay, out of these seven things, I think your sister only checks three of the boxes, right?
But out of seven?
Yeah, okay.
For being a lizard person.
When I met my wife, I think she had reddish hair. I don't know what her natural hair
Dyed.
Color even is. I don't even know.
Yeah, she had it colored.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, so those are the things to look for.
Holy shit. If I see a green-eyed redhead, I'm fucking running.
So it's crazy. My sister, green eyes, red hair, left-handed. It's like the most rare combinations ever.
Wow. She really hit like every reason. Like, good thing she's an attractive girl because otherwise she would have checked every box to get made fun of her entire life.
Yeah, seriously.
What's up, you left-handed redhead freak?
You fucking
go
freak.
Go back to your hole, lizard bitch, you know?
Exactly.
You know, you're a lizard bitch.
So these lizard bitches, guess what they want?
Oh my God, I can't wait. Well, what do they want?
They want world domination.
Well, of course they do. Okay. Oh, holy shit.
I want world
holy
domination.
Shit. Holy fucking shit.
Calm
Stop.
Yourself there,
no.
sport.
No. What color eyes does Donald Trump have?
Blue?
Are they bluish?
He doesn't have red hair.
His hair looks orange. I mean, that falls into it.
It's more like yellow.
If anybody
His
in the
face is orange.
But if anybody on the planet is a fucking lizard king, it would be that guy, right? You'd shave. That's what they do.
Well,
holy shit. This is breaking news.
But is he looking? I don't think he's looking for world domination. I think he's looking for like American domination.
I think he's looking for popularity for Twitter, honestly.
Yeah.
But it's fine. But wouldn't a lizard person want that popularity?
You know what's funny?
If to you manipulate
actually,
everybody?
If you actually take the media and opinion out of it and you look at Donald Trump's history of what he's done to America, there's a good portion of it that's not bad, right? There's some stuff that he's done that's actually good. Same with every other president. Every president's done something good.
They do something good.
But
they have
no
to.
One needs their fucking Twitter account taken away more than that man.
You know, I'm now convinced he's the lizard king and just like slithered his way to the top.
All right. So then
there had to have been a president that was a lizard king.
Oh, we're going to go into this.
I
you
know.
Just,
my
you
mind
just
is
yourself.
My mind is blown on lizard people.
We're going to get into this because they do call out some one in particular.
Oh, God, that's great.
Where do lizard people come from? So this was your question about where do they come from?
Yeah.
Okay, so aside from like the crazy people, you know, that's actually what this
Hashtag
is.
Hashtag 12 million.
Yeah.
No.
Those are the normal people. They say there's even more loopy ones out there.
Digging holes looking for the lizards. Yeah.
They're thought to primarily come from the constellation Draco.
Okay, Draco sounds like a dragon. Okay, yeah this all makes sense.
There's also some theories that say that they come from Sirius and Orion as well. But Draco is the constellation that is shaped like a dragon. Or if you go with a Latin name, it actually means huge serpent.
Okay, now here's the deal.
So that's obviously where they come from.
I don't necessarily believe the lizard people would have come from another planet. Let me tell you why, okay? Because
I do. Right? Why would you think
no,
they don't?
No, because here's the deal. Okay, so dinosaurs, right? Dinosaurs went extinct so many years ago. But
we talked all about how octopus, right?
Yeah, from different,
Yeah, they literally come from a moon on Jupiter.
Okay, but here's the deal. I would think that when it comes to lizard people, that maybe some kind of random raptor-like creature ended up surviving and did not go extinct. There's no proof that every one of those dinosaurs went extinct. I don't know where the proof is. I don't have it in front of me.
Well, I go back to this all the time because it's so fucking interesting to me that 97% of the ocean has not been explored.
Sure.
That's where they are. Have you seen The Meg on Netflix?
Yeah, I've seen the Meg.
Oh my God, that shit is real.
I don't know. I read an article the other day that pretty much denounced the fact there's no way it would. But then it is. We'll get into that.
It is real. I believe in it.
I mean, I want to believe in it too, but here's the deal with lizard people.
Prove me wrong, fucker.
What if, like, okay, let's say some kind of random species of dinosaur ended up surviving, became more of a lizard-like creature, kind of like an alligator. That's definitely, like, from dinosaurs, right?
Well, yeah.
But then it, like, you know, ended up evolving into a superior being that ended up on Earth long before humans
did. But
they're
saying these can shapeshift.
Yeah, but who knows? Okay, maybe in 200 years, people will be able to do the same shit. I don't know.
Okay.
With magic and science and
such. Let's look at history when people were saying, like, oh, in 2020, we're going to be able to have flying cars and all this stuff. And we're like, no.
Man, there's flying cars.
We're stuck at home with a fucking pandemic.
Well, that's a fake pandemic, okay? That's my opinion on it today. It's not real.
I was going to say, both of our opinions change daily.
Yeah, I don't think it's real today.
It depends on how much it's affecting my life.
It's affecting my life with my daughter not being able to go back to school full time. And I fucking hate it.
This is why I'm glad I don't have kids yet.
Yeah, I think you should have one today.
So this, the last piece of this is which famous people are allegedly lizard people?
I need to know.
Okay, first up. Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Yep.
Could he be a lizard person? I don't think he checked any of the boxes that you had to describe a lizard person. But, well, no, because I don't think he wanted to dominate. See, the thing is, okay, here's who I actually would think a lizard person would be, okay? I would say a Hitler would be more like lizard-like person because that person wanted to be a dictator and run the world, right? I would think that would be more of a lizard person if that's their goal. I don't think somebody who comes off like a nice guy, unless like in, I don't know what was going on behind the scenes with Obama. I mean, maybe he was a tyrant. I have no idea.
Sure.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So the next person on this list, I had to Google who this is.
Oh, beautiful.
Because I didn't know. Donald Rumsfeld.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is.
And they said, showing that lizard people can transcend party lines. Okay, so former politician.
Yeah.
Secretary of Defense.
He had a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
He liked to start wars, that guy.
Yep, he was under George W. Bush.
Yeah, he was.
Plus, he's the youngest and the second oldest person to have served as Secretary of Defense. Okay, so
yeah,
anyway,
I think he did it for his Bush's dad, too. I think. So he did a couple runs on that. But he did. Like I said, he liked to start wars.
Yeah.
He started one with each one of the Bush presidents, I'm pretty sure.
So the next politician is Bill Clinton, which...
So is this just...
All right, I get it.
Is this literally just going to name every president from the last eight times?
This one specifically only names three. Though, okay. Well, two presidents and then that Donald Rumsfeld. And then there's three other people who are celebrities.
Oh, who are the celebrities?
Madonna, Katy Perry, who I fucking hate, Katy Perry.
What the hell are you talking about? She's hot.
I hate Katy Perry.
No, she's cool.
I have hated every one of her songs since she came out. It's one of those things where every time she releases a new song, I'm like, maybe this will be the one, right? Maybe I'll enjoy this one. No. Hater.
Mm.
Hater, hater. Not only that,
when
I listen to random playlists that have like an assortment of artists, every once in a while, I'm not kidding you, a song will come on. I'm like, God, I fucking hate this song. And I look and it's Katy Perry.
Well, you know, here's the deal. I think it's one of those situations. You should get in a room with her and give her a chance as a person.
No. The next one or the last one, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, but see, all three people you just named off, okay, Madonna and Angelina Jolie, they kind of have lizard-like features, you know what I mean? They kind of do. Madonna kind of looks like a lizard.
Oh my God, both of them just have different feet. Like,
they look like lizards.
They have unique features that make them gorgeous. That's it.
I guess. I don't know. What about lot lizards? What do you know about them?
Lot lizards? That's a whole different topic.
Yeah, I know. No kidding.
I mean, they're definitely shape-shifting, but it's not the same type of situation.
I once knew a girl who got pink eye from a guy she met walking through the lot at a truck stop. That's a whole other story
in
itself.
You told me about that. That's quite disgusting.
Yes. So I did look up on YouTube lizard people. I typed it in. There are so many videos on lizard people, are reptilian humanoids living among us, like there's a whole thing we can jump down here, so definitely gonna be watching in on that.
12, I just need to like emphasize this, there are 12 million people out of 338 million in the United States who believe, and that doesn't even include everybody wasn't polled, that many people believe lizard people exist.
I mean, I don't believe it's real. Okay, I believe there's giant lizards running around that are as smart as humans, probably somewhere in a forest or some shit. Or where do lizards live? In tropical areas?
97% of the ocean that has not been explored.
See, lizards don't swim.
Excuse you.
Lizards.
They sure fucking can.
Okay, like a lizard.
Like an alligator?
No, but an alligator.
An alligator is just like a massive lizard.
An alligator, is a reptile. Look it up right now. It's not a lizard. A lizard is a lizard a reptile? Oh, shit.
Yes. What? Where is with you?
I don't know about earth science shit. I know about conspiracy theories.
That is not earth science. That is like.
Biology?
You know a lot about a lot. You know a little about a lot of random things.
Yeah.
And I just assumed that might be one of them.
Okay. Well, okay. Maybe they're swimming around under the ocean then. Guess
under the 97% that has not been explored. That's where they are.
Now, real quick. Okay, that was all fascinating information. Yeah. I'm jumping down a lizard people rabbit hole this weekend, but
perfect.
I did read an article the other day. I'll find it again about how they have completely discounted the fact the Meg still exists, just so you know. Although,
no.
They did say they were about to break open part of the ocean that they couldn't get down to. And
Yeah.
They were about to do that.
They're just saying that to get all this hype? No. And do you think if they actually find this, we're going to know about it?
No, I mean, I assume if the Meg still exists, they know.
Yep.
And we just don't know.
Oh my God. I bet that fucker's real.
Would you ever go in an ocean ever again?
Well, yeah, but not that. I mean, you going to the beach is a little bit different.
Okay.
It's not like I'm scuba diving at 900,000 feet deep.
Trying to find the Meg. Oh, God. Yeah, we got to get a submarine. That's what we should do.
No. I'm terrified of water.
Well, so you won't skydive? You won't go on a fucking submarine? You won't do anything fun?
No, my biggest fear is drowning. I would never scuba dive. Ever, ever, ever. I do all sorts of fun shit. I'm just not doing that stuff.
All right. Well, that's a bunch of shit to chew on over there, you know? Look into lizard
all
people.
All right, lizard people.
Lizard people. If you're one of the lizard people, make sure to hit us up on Instagram because we want to interview you for the show.
You let us know.
I want to know about shape shifting. I want to know how you do it. Is it like you say a magical spell like a wizard? What do you have to do in order to do it?
And how do we become one? Is that a thing? Can I become one or do you have to be born that way?
I would think you'd have to be born that way. I mean,
like this elite.
Yeah, I would think
type
so.
Of human.
Is it a human? Is it a.
It's a humanoid. Reptilian.
God, my mind is blown. I don't even know what to think. Anyway, that's your bullshit over there. I know my bullshit. One of these conspiracy theories I found on the internet. The other one I completely made up on my own. Now, I'm starting to think here, Dev, that there's some kind of tell here that I'm not really aware of that you keep getting this right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover my face while I do this.
That's
so you
fine.
Can't.
That's okay.
Really? So it's the way I read it.
I'm not telling you what it is, but you do whatever you got to do over there, bruh.
Okay. See, I thought this was it. I thought maybe there's some kind of face I was making.
Whatever you got.
All right.
Do.
Well, I'm covering my face up. Here we go. The first conspiracy theory today is the fire conspiracy. Are you ready for this one? The
sure.
fire conspiracy. Okay.
Yeah.
When humans discovered how to create fire is when they began to thrive in history. While the records indicate that fire was actually discovered when a Neanderthal in 784 BC rubbed sticks together and burned down a forest, many believe something else happened. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that the discovery of fire by early civilizations was found after a volcano went off in India and early humans in the region noticed that the heat the lava produced and wanted it. After failing to attempt to collect lava to stay warm, they were able to figure out how to create fire using twine and sticks.
Okay.
Okay. That's,
all right.
That's a pretty good one right there, right?
It's all right.
Okay, here's the other one. This one's fascinating. It actually just blew my mind completely.
Okay.
Mermaids were real. This goes down with the fucking lizard people here.
That's,
okay.
Yeah, that goes hand in hand.
Okay, reports of seeing mermaids in the oceans around the world have been circulating for centuries. While today we think of mermaids as half human, half fish-like creatures, that's not necessarily the case. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that mermaids did in fact rule the oceans centuries ago, and they were vicious creatures who were roughly the size of humans. While sightings are still reported yearly, many believe what were considered to be mermaids back then were just large fish that ended up evolving into dolphins.
Okay.
That's mermaids.
Okay.
Fuck, here
you
we
didn't,
go.
You didn't have much of a tell this week.
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
It didn't have to, you did not need to hold the binder up in front of your face.
I didn't know. I didn't know if it was the way like I was like looking with my eyes. I don't know. I don't know what my tells are anymore.
Oh, I know.
And it sucks.
I know. This one is tough. So you did a good job this week.
Okay.
But I think the one that you made up.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Is the fire conspiracy.
You think I made up the fire conspiracy. Okay. The one I made up today was.
The fire conspiracy. It was the fucking, I knew it. Do you know I wrote down fake like within 20 seconds
God
of you
damn
talking?
It.
I told you, you can't beat me at this. And when I don't give you your tells, it's just that much better. This is so much fucking
Turns
fun.
Out mermaids might have existed and evolved into dolphins. That's what I read today.
So lizard people and mermaids, all real.
No
we
shit.
We found out today.
No shit. Could you imagine a war between mermaids and lizard people? That'd be shit.
Be a really good Marvel movie.
Oh my god, let's write that fucking movie. Let's get that. We just gave it away. No, it'd be terrible.
Want me to tell you what your tell was?
Yeah, what was it? What was it?
I'm not gonna tell you.
God damn it!
I knew within 15 to 20 seconds.
Well, after I wrote the... Okay, I'll be honest here. After I wrote the fire one, I'm like, this is real stupid.
It has nothing to do with what it was or the story. It has nothing to do with the story.
But then I even Googled, what's the difference between... Okay, this is so stupid. I Googled, what's the difference between a myth and a conspiracy? Because now I'm talking about fire and how it was discovered. I'm like, I don't even think there's a conspiracy here. I'm just like bullshitting now. I'm making this up and it's so dumb.
This whole...
Not even a good one.
This whole entire podcast. So we are now... This is episode 25.
I'm down five.
Congratulations to us.
Fuck.
So we started this because I have said for years that no one can call you out on your bullshit better than I can.
I
we've been friends for a long time.
Now I'm down.
And
by
the only person that spends more time with you than me is your wife and children.
Yeah, I know.
And you all the time. See, this would never happen if you hadn't constantly said, prove it, prove it. I said, okay. So that's how this podcast became my brainchild.
Well, here's the deal. I was
and
down.
And here we are. And the only reason you even caught up to me is because I was very specifically telling you exactly what it was you did or said or how you acted that gave you away.
Okay.
Well, but now that I'm not giving you that, this is so much more fun because you...
Yeah, it's fun when you win, right? I mean, it's fun when you win.
But the only time you've ever caught up with me in 25 episodes, the only time when you've ever caught up with me is when I'm telling you how I know which one's made up.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I'm coming back next week because at one point I was down more than five and I came back-ish. You know, I got
because I was giving you your tells.
Here's the deal. Next week, I'm going to put more effort into this. I'm not going to talk about bullshit fire theories.
It's not the stories that you talk about. That's not what it is. Well, sometimes it just depends.
Mm.
It's because I know you.
Okay, well, whatever. Then you might be one of those lizard people, man. I don't know. Are you a lizard person?
Yeah, surprise.
Prove it. Shapeshift right now.
Yeah, right. I wish I could.
Oh, my God. Well, we hope you enjoyed.
I'd shift my ass right out of here.
Yeah, no shit. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Where can people find the show?
They can find us on runsparksradio.com now.
Yep.
Stream us there. Podomatic, Deezer.
Yeah.
Apple, anywhere. Spotify, anywhere that you find us. Social media at One Conspiracy and a Lie on Instagram and on Facebook. But make sure you're subscribing, assholes.
Yeah, and leave a comment. You know, let us know how you think and what you think about the show. Also, if you are a lizard person, we got to talk to you on the show next week.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And even if you just claim to be, or if you're a believer in the lot lizards or the lizard people.
See, I'm more interested in that. If you are a believer, if this is something that you believe is real, for the love of God, reach out to us. If you're one of those 12 million.
Yeah.
We want to talk to you. We want to interview you on the podcast.
Absolutely. Well, with that, we'll be back next week talking about more bullshit conspiracy theories. So, what do we say, Dev?
Have a fan-fucking-tastic weekend.
That's a good way to end it.
Yeah. What else, Gunner?
We'll see you.